This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In English, we've made lots of changes to the language in the last few decades to make it more gender neutral. For example, we say
police officer
instead of
policeman
and
people
instead of
mankind.
But there's one thing that's still giving us trouble. Pronouns. If you say
every child has his monkey,
it cuts out the girls. Then there's
every child has their monkey.
But that's not grammatically correct. As a last resort, you could try
every child has his or her monkey.
But come on, that's just clunky. Well, NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that kids in Baltimore have come up with a solution, and it's caught the attention of linguists.
You hear the word yo a lot at Umar Boxing Gym in West Baltimore.
Yo, what's up? What you doing today?
You be like, yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's your name?
But listen closely.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, yo, hit me. Yo,
yo. Took my stuff. Yo, yo.
Lord, yo right there. Yo right there is crazy.
Hear that? They're using yo as a pronoun. Instead of he or she, it's yo.
Yo took my stuff. Yo, yo.
Lord, yo right there. Yo right there is crazy.
It's slang people have been using for years in Baltimore. Margaret Troyer published the first paper showing that yo is being used to replace he and she. She first noticed it when she was teaching middle school kids there.
Some of the examples would be yo wearing a jacket. Another example from the paper is yo threw a thumbtack at me, which is kind of typical middle school example.
So Troyer began to study her students. She gave them blank cartoons and asked them to fill in the captions. A lot of the cartoon characters were androgynous. Troyer found that the kids used yo instead of he or she when they didn't know the gender of the character. But they also used yo as a substitute when they did know the gender.
They would say something like, yo put his foot up on the desk. So it was clear from the his that they knew it was a male person, but they were just using yo to refer to the person. And then in other sentences, they would use yo to refer to a female as well.
This is an interesting thing and an unusual thing.
Christine Mallinson is a sociolinguist at the University of Maryland.
Generally, things like pronouns do not change once a language has become established.
She says kids in Baltimore solved a very old problem in linguistics. English doesn't have a singular gender-neutral pronoun. That makes it difficult to refer to people if you don't know the person's gender. It's also a problem for people who don't want to be identified as he or she.
There have been activists who have wanted to propose something like Z or Zer as an option for something other than he and him and she and her, but that hasn't really caught on.
Back in the 1880s, a lawyer named Charles Converse coined the gender-neutral pronoun thon, a combination of that and one. Thon even made it into the 1909 supplement to the Century Dictionary, but nobody actually used it. And there have been other made-up pronouns, too. Ni, heesh, huh. Needless to say, those didn't catch on either. Linguists are interested to see whether yo is here to stay in Baltimore, says Christine Mallinson, and whether it will make the jump to other cities.
It'll be interesting to see whether they keep that usage of yo as they become adults. Do they keep that in the workplace? If that's the case, it might persist. But sometimes slang or linguistic innovations that are used in middle school and high school get dropped out as people become adult users of English.
And she says, even if yo is just a fad, it says something about the kids who use it.
What these students are doing that's so fascinating is that they have a view of the world that is in many ways gender neutral, and they're using their language to reflect that. And maybe the kids, for them, it's just a normal thing to go around and sort of not have gender so much on the forefront of the brain.
Of course, gender is never totally out of the picture with teenagers. Back at the West Baltimore Boxing Gym, 19-year-old Teron Robinson says sometimes he uses yo for girls, but
I changed it up for a girl. I'd probably say, sure, you took my stuff. Yo, that girl took my stuff. Sure, you took my stuff. But yeah, sure, you know you gotta switch it up, sure.
As for whether you can expect the pronoun yo in a city near you, Mallinson says a bunch of Baltimore kids can't make it go viral. If a celebrity started using it, though, that could do the trick. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.